Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The 435, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is a Friday afternoon, and as we have been focused on for the last couple of hours, decision from the Supreme Court on Dobbs. This is the case out of Mississippi. Overturns Roe versus Wade. We're seeing people stake out some positions here and there. We're unfortunately hearing a lot about violence that will be perpetrated this evening and I guess through the weekend. It is one thing to protest. I've said this before. I really honestly don't care if you disagree. I will passionately and forcefully defend your right to speak freely, even as you and I disagree on something. What I will not tolerate, and what should not be tolerated anywhere in the United States, is violence or violent protest. And my fear is that some of these folks will do exactly that. We have this group, Jane's Revenge, talking about Jane Roe, who have already engaged in unbelievably violent acts. I would dare say they meet the definition of terrorism. Monday afternoon, Jimmy Galliano, retired supervisory special agent from the FBI, will be with us to discuss that very issue. Is this Jane's Revenge group a domestic terrorist organization? Are we doing everything to combat their violent activities? So that'll be Monday afternoon. Also, next week, we've got a number of wonderful people joining us. We've got Lieutenant Colonel Alan West, Charlie Kirk, and Paul Manafort is on the boards for next week as well. When we look at cases from the Supreme Court, we're very, very fortunate that VCU professor Dr. John Augenbaugh is with us on a pretty regular basis, just with us yesterday on the matter of New York, the Bruin case, and he and I, frankly, were going back and forth, Augie. We were going back and forth on whether the Dobbs case would come anytime soon. Were we right or wrong? I don't even remember.
I posited the notion, Jeff, that it would not surprise me if the Supreme Court released it on a Friday in the hopes that perhaps it would be in the weekend news cycle where many Americans don't pay all that much attention to what's going on in the news. Mm. I may have been correct in positing that, but as you pointed out, it's been all over the news. I mean, and it's getting everybody's attention, from, you know, the president to the vice president, members of Congress, governors, state legislative leaders.
Well, let's talk about some of the process, because this is always where it gets very, very interesting. There's this big decision, and the copy that I have, and I don't know how the official copy reads, but the copy that I have in a PDF file is I think 213, 215 pages long. There are concurring opinions. There's the majority opinion. Do you mind sort of breaking down some of the details for everybody?
Sure. So as you pointed out, Jeff, the total pages of opinions in the Dobbs case is 213. The vote basically came down this way. Five of the justices held that the Mississippi law was constitutional, and to reach that conclusion, Justice Alito's majority opinion, the court overturned Roe v. Wade and Planned Parenthood versus Casey. A sixth justice, Chief Justice Roberts, agreed that the Mississippi law was constitutional, but he did not agree with the rest of the majority that Roe v. Wade and Planned Parenthood versus Casey needed to be overturned at this time. And then there were three justices who were in the dissent. They believed that the Mississippi law was unconstitutional, and they certainly believed that Roe v. Wade and Planned Parenthood versus Casey should be maintained as Supreme Court precedents. So that's how it broke down. Okay.
Okay.
In addition to John Roberts writing a concurring opinion where he agreed with the judgment of the court, we had two separate concurring opinions, one by Justice Clarence Thomas and another one by Brett Kavanaugh. So overall, we ended up having, correct my math, five opinions.
Yeah.
You and I talked about this yesterday.
Yep.
There were going to be multiple opinions. So that was the vote breakdown and who wrote which opinions.
So I've got to ask you again, we're back to math, and I've confessed this before. I'm not a math guy. I don't like solving for X. I never did. I was a blue book guy. I wanted to tell you how you felt about solving for X, but Lord knows I didn't want to solve for X. So is it a 6-3 or a 5-4 decision?
Okay, it's 6-3 that the Mississippi law is constitutional.
Okay.
It's 5-4 on whether Roe v. Wade and Planned Parenthood versus Casey should be overturned as precedents.
Gotcha. Okay.
All right.
All right.
So, I mean, on the rather narrow issue of was the Mississippi law constitutional, six of the justices believed it was constitutional.
Right.
But again, Chief Justice Roberts did not think the Supreme Court needed to overturn Roe v. Wade or Planned Parenthood versus Casey.
When you look at Chief Justice Roberts, you know, there's a lot of buzz about him. People stake out positions. But one of the things that I think is correct about him, he truly does seem to look at the Supreme Court within this historical context. He is not big on big changes, right?
Correct. Yeah. I mean, even with his majority opinion in the main religion
right,
school case,
yep,
earlier,
yep.
Earlier this week, Carson versus Macon, the court's ruling in that case was 4 years in the making.
Wow.
He's an incrementalist because he believes that if the court makes broad, sweeping, abrupt changes, it hurts mm-hmm. the court's legitimacy.
Mm.
And that runs counter to many of his colleagues, right?
Yeah.
I mean, if you look at, for instance, a Justice Thomas or a Justice Sotomayor, who are on the opposite ends of the ideological spectrum, as far as Thomas and Sotomayor are concerned, the court should get it right. Even if that means they have to, you know, issue a ruling that is a broad sweeping change. So John Roberts, in my estimation, and I agree with you, Jeff, he really does believe that the court hurts itself when it goes too far too fast.
Interesting. Now, yeah. Too far, too fast. Let's talk about how this plays out. Governor of Mississippi has signed a law that basically reaffirms what this whole case was about from the beginning. What about other states? I mean, we're hearing, again, protests and anger or happiness and what have you, but when the rubber hits the road, what do these states or the leaders of these states have to do if they are looking to end abortion in the state or to somehow enshrine this perceived right to have an abortion in the state?
Well, there are a number of states who have either passed laws. They're called trigger laws. So there are some states who have passed laws, and I think there are like 13 of them, Jeff, that if the Supreme Court ever overturned Roe v. Wade and Planned Parenthood versus Casey, immediately they have a law that prohibits abortion.
Okay.
Right? There are other states who also have trigger laws, but in the opposite direction.
Hmm.
So even if the court overturns Roe v. Wade and Planned Parenthood versus Casey, that particular state will rely upon state constitutional provisions to protect a woman's right to choose. All right.
Interesting. Okay.
But that's not all of the states.
Right.
So, right. You know, there are other states, even Mississippi for that matter. Mississippi has a 2007 law that was declared unconstitutional by a lower federal court, which would have banned abortions much earlier in a woman's pregnancy.
Oh,
but that law was never removed from the books.
Mm-hmm.
So now, you know, Mississippi effectively could enforce the 2007 law because the United States Supreme Court has said it's a state matter.
Right. Wow.
Yeah.
Fascinating stuff.
So, I mean, that's the bottom line. And
yeah.
And I've said this to
yeah.
a number of my students, Jeff, who have reached out to me today because they took constitutional law with me.
Right.
And I've told them, guys, yes, there is not a national right for women to choose. On the other hand, it's now a state matter. It's up to the people and their elected representatives.
Mm-hmm.
So no matter where you fall on this issue, if it is an important issue to you, put pressure on your elected representatives. Select people to run for office
mm-hmm.
who represent your views on this issue.
Yeah.
That's democracy in action.
Yeah.
The other thing I point out, and nobody likes me saying this because there's only 27 of them, if you think that there should be a right to choose or you think there should be a nationwide ban on abortions, amend the Constitution. Right?
Hmm. Interesting.
That was always the difficulty with the right to privacy. Because it's not specifically listed in the U.S. Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
So if privacy rights are created by a court, then don't be surprised if in the future a court takes them away. Because, again, they're not specifically in the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
So if the right is extremely important to you and mm-hmm. others like you,
mm-hmm.
you could always amend the U.S. Constitution.
That is a
It's a difficult process,
yeah.
granted.
Yeah.
There's only 27 of them, right?
That is fascinating.
But again, that's democracy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? And if that's that important to you, mobilize people to your cause.
It is a great piece of advice, whichever side you're on. That is Dr. John Augenbaud. We always call him Augie because he's got like vowels and consonants that just seem to be misplaced. But he's a good guy, professor of constitutional law down there at VCU. Always appreciate him making some time for us. And we've got so much that we've got to unpack on this, and we'll continue to do that as we head through the afternoon. It's Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.